Gents, I'm back. I wanted to do a short episode on an argument that comes up a lot. And even red pill guys, a lot of dudes don't like these arguments. They'll go right into the shaming tactic. So real quick, and this is a very specific type of guy. Unfortunately, 99% of males walking the earth, unfortunately, and I'm addressing men, particularly in nations or societies that have feminism, family courts, legal feminism is one of the worst cases, actually. So I'm addressing these guys. And again, I put a disclaimer that I personally don't give a fuck about body counts outside of like STDs and, you know, sexuality or whatnot. I obviously, sex drives are what they are. And an example of that is, let's say, like, my sex drive is insane. I would love it if it was much lower. I don't know. I personally find it to be insane. I require, even in deep relationships or when I'm single or whatever the case may be, I usually am satisfied if I'm doing it like 2 or 3 times a week. Now, there are guys out there who probably have a girl's, wives, whatever you want to call it, fuck buddies, arrangements, and they're going at it daily. And, you know, I've had spurts like that in my life, but in my 30s, you know, I'm good a couple times a week. That's about it. But all that being said, if amount of sex partners diminishes sex drive or increases it, I'm not 100% sure. For women, like, for example, I've never deflowered a chick before, so to all this talk about virgin pussy and blah, 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 beats me. I couldn't tell you shit about it, right? But, you know, given the family court, in the family court, it's not so much that I'm making these arguments to insult women for their histories or whatnot. I'm making this point purely off of the existence of the family court. Given that the family court has indirectly made all men tricks, and I mean all men and all women prostitutes, because all men fund the government and all women use the government to get money free. Not all women collect welfare and all that shit, but all women indirectly or directly benefit in one way, shape, or another from male tax dollars, because 80% of the recipients, let's just go up the mass number, 80% of the people benefiting from government assistance or free handouts or grants and all that other shit, including female women, feminist specific, female-led, female beneficiary organizations, nonprofits that the government funds, 80% for women, right? 80% of the taxes are paid by men, including the money that funds and has created the family court, which fucks men over. So given that, and this is purely because of the family court, like I stated earlier, men are getting a shitty deal. And the reason I would say this body count shit shouldn't matter to men, you know, long story short, I thought I had a couple of points, but there's really the only point that can be made is the family court. But, you know, off the bat, let me just knock down a couple of the shaming tactics. So you'll hear a lot of people who will say, hey, you have a double standard for a woman, blah, 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 blah. And yes, actually, for, you know, even though it's essentially an ad hominem and a shaming tactic, when they're like, oh, you're the insult part is the shaming tactic, but it's actually true. If you want to talk about, you know, how the fucking men have a double standard on that shit, we do have a double standard on body counts. But it's funny because a woman will indirectly endorse men who've slept with a tremendous amount of women. There are dudes who don't get women, period. There are probably men out there who's in their 30s and never kissed or dated or anything like that. And women don't value that. That dude ain't gonna fucking, that dude's dick is drier than fucking a desert during a drought. Shit ain't never gonna happen. It's like a Martian fucking valley. And on Mars, you know, talking about how dry that shit is. So, I find that kind of funny. But double standards exist all across the board. And it could be due to sexual dimorphism, genetics, nature, psychology, all of those things, right? And we talk about these things. We talk about dominance in men, hypergamy in women, solipsism, and all of these things. And the biggest argument is not against, you know, the lifestyles that men we lead or the lifestyles that women lead. I've always argued for fair and again, I don't care about egalitarianism, but I'm a big proponent of the government staying the fuck out of it. the government should really, and as a black person, I know I'm supposed to be liberal, but I'm also really in favor of them not being involved in anything. Like, the government should, we should be taxed to get a, to provide for a military, police force. I know that some of y'all are like, oh, we don't need the military and blah, 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 blah. Well, we will need this bloated military at one point. Not for, here's the thing, I don't support the constant wars and all that other shit, but at some point we'll need the military. At some point, and they provide a greater service than just bombs and bullets and war. You know what I'm saying? Like, the military, for all their faults, did take action when the big ass earthquake hit Haiti. The military, for all its faults, have actually been deployed to Puerto Rico after Hurricane. Was it? No, Harvey was not involved. Harvey was Houston. Actually, the military, the National Guard, was activated to help out with that. And there was a Navy carrier that had been sent down there with 5,000 sailors that were volunteering to 5,000 military. Navy guys are called sailors, right? For those out of the know. So 5,000 sailors and Marines. Actually, Marines are on carriers as well to help out with the relief efforts for that. The big, big typhoon that hit Japan in 2009, I think. The Fukushima incident, all of that shit that happened in Japan, it was like, it was just so much death and destruction that occurred that year. It was really bad. And the military on board in Asia and on board all the ships in the area, once, you know, that it was safe to enter the area and help out with relief efforts, it happened. And I remember there was a big landslide when I was personally stationed in Japan about a decade ago, the last time I was there. And we had to go out and help with the landslide. We didn't get paid for, I mean, we get paid our normal checks, but we're not paid extra for that shit. And we're not, like, there's no, like, when you're doing stuff like that and you're out, you're essentially deployed or not sanctioned, what's a good word? You're assigned to a mission like that. You're not worried about sleeping off days. We didn't take off days. We're working 12 hours on, 12 hours off, sometimes 14, 15 hours of straight work, and then get your whatever little time to eat and sleep in between and bust your ass until the shit was done. Until we helped clear out specific sections of whatever neighborhoods we were personally assigned to. Now, there were thousands of us that were sent to the area, so obviously in a week or so, we did a great job in working with the local police force and military and other people who were just volunteers to just try to help with that mess. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and have an argument about what purpose the military would serve, but I think it's needed. I think you all are blind if you're one of these. We don't need a military, no police, none of that shit. If you just want anarchy in society, then that's all well and good. But remember, when societies are have anarchy like that, your safety is your. It's on you. That means as a woman, you're not gonna be able to get on Twitter and flag white knights down to protect you. Like, if you're by yourself, there's no police force coming to help you. If somebody breaks in your house to rob you, you know what I'm saying? Your safety is on you. And a military, police force, fire department, maybe you could subsidize and have some small forms of socialist healthcare. I do somewhat agree with that, especially if you're going to tax us at the rate we do. I would just get out of the business of paying people to be fucking lazy and sit at home. And not all welfare recipients are lazy and just sit at home. But come on. Come on now. Come on. I wish the only experiment we could really do, and again, I know I meant to say I wasn't going to go long here, so let me argue, I tried to make an argument for the military and the police and the fire department existing, right? So let me just unpack that and talk about why I don't know, it's just a thought experiment I personally would conduct with welfare recipients. And I would do this with a white ethno state and all those things. I just think there should be small experiments conducted to prove or disprove an argument. So for the welfare state, I think you could take a small amount of number, like 100 people from the welfare that are literally living off welfare. Take 100 of them. Pretty sure 67 of them probably just are shit luck and are down on their luck, whatever the case may be. But you should give those people a small society or an island. Now, obviously, it'd be impossible to conduct this experiment, but, you know, isolate 100 people that lived off welfare. Isolate 100 people that are like kind of blue collar workers, whatever the case may be, and you need to isolate the white collar workers. And then, and obviously this is over a long term, over 10 years, see which civilization is best. Because if you put those, I think it was like three groups, so I said welfare recipients, blue collar, and white collar workers. See in 5 years, because I would say 5 years, I almost wanted to say 50 years, whatever interval, right? In however many years, what civilization will have been advanced the most? Now, my guess, my own personal guess, this is a hypothesis, is that the welfare recipients, a lot of them would die off, have hard times. Or, and again, when you isolate these people, you leave them alone. You disappear. You put these 100 welfare recipients, you put the 100 fucking blue-collar workers and 100 white-collar workers isolated on islands, and you leave them alone. No help, no government, nothing. You see what those societies develop into. Now, for all intents and purposes, the welfare island could turn into fucking Wakanda, and the other two islands could have all died off, and you would just find nothing but blood, guts, and bones when you go back to, in 5 to 10 years to check on all three islands, right? Excuse me. I also have also made that argument with the racial, white nationalists. I'm like, well, I would like to see what exactly, would happen in practice if you were to do this with racists. And you could do this, I don't know, whatever, however you want to divide it. But we'll go with the three major races of America. Okay, my bad. I got cut off. Continuing right on. Okay, anyway, with that stupid experiment, because I'm already at 10 minutes and I only wanted to do like 15, so I literally only got one point to make on the body count thing. But given that, when I was talking about the experiment, I would also like to see this from a racial standpoint. Take 100 black people, take 100 white people, and they could be all, you could split it up. Even like 30 of the black people are from higher income or successful families, 30 from single mother homes, and 30 middle class, right? And you could do that with each one. Middle class, higher, upper class, lower class for all the races. And you go white island, you go Latino island, you can go Arab island, you can go an Asian island. You can do 4 of them, actually. And then again, abandon the societies, come back in a decade or so and see what they develop into. Now, I personally think that if each civilization puts their stupid people in charge and empowers their stupid people, they fail miserably and they all die off at some point. Or the just anarchy and it goes crazy, because it can go either way. It can go crazy in the anarchic way, or it can go crazy in the, tyranny. Tyranny and anarchy are fucking, even though they may be on opposite spectrums, that is what it is. But I don't know. I would just like to see it in practice before we have this argument about race realism and all that other shit, or gender realism. And also, you saw a small sample of this with Survivor, men versus women. The females performed horribly. Now, obviously, women have strengths that they have their own survival strengths that they will thrive in, but it was pathetic how dependent on men, women showed themselves to be in that situation. When you don't have a government, no welfare state, no electricity, no structural system in place, and you have to survive in the wild, women are essentially useless other than to take care of the kids and gathering. Hunter-gatherers. There's a yin and yang, and sexual dimorphism is real, and we shouldn't be, especially at a governmental level, involved in the whole uplift and push and gender equality and make women as good as men in the work sector, because you see that fails all the time when women are high earning successful women are cat ladies, because they have hypergamy is inside of women. They have by their nature, they cannot date down. And a woman who's making 6 figures essentially is going to have to either date down or try to chase the fucking 1%, which is not going to happen if she's older. The 1%ers are going to want 20-year-old virgins. And that leads into this is almost like that whole meme that keeps going around. Obviously, I don't think there's an abundance of men who are out here like, I'm not going to marry a woman unless she's a virgin. Now, a traditional religious traditionalist like Ben Shapiro, guys like that who literally waited till they got married. Tim Tebow, was marrying someone and married a woman who was a virgin, allegedly a virgin. He's allegedly a virgin. I don't know. But even if a man's had a tremendous amount of sex partners and he wants to marry a woman with a low body count, here's why I don't see an issue with that. Now, again, I've stated clearly that the disclaimer is that I personally don't give a fuck about the body counts. Like I've stated today on the Facebook page, like a woman could have a body count of 1,000, but if she's like STD free, which is very unlikely if she has like a tremendously high body count, but let's be real, let's just use that as an example. So a woman who is STD free and has a high body count, but is able to be in a fair and equitable, mutually beneficial relationship. Not fair and equitable. What I was looking for is mutual benefit. So if she's able to engage in a mutually beneficial, mutually benefiting relationship, communicates well, woman's up, like, you know how they're always saying man up. If she woman's up when the relationship is over, because a lot of times you chicks will get bored and you'll cheat your way into another relationship, especially these chicks who are like dependent, emotionally dependent on relationships, and they have to be in relationships. What those women will do is they'll, like I've talked about it all the time, they will draw back on the dude they're with and start putting all their energy into new guys. And then hopefully once her with her line in the fucking, her worm in the water, she snags a new guy on her hook. And then she's able to, you know, it's called monkey branching, essentially. Y'all know what monkey branching is, so I don't have to go into detail. So, again, when the chick's monkey branching, that old dude's like, well, hey, you cheated on me. You know, what the fuck? This is fucked up. And female brains, I swear to God, women are so solipsistic. Female brains will look at a cheating woman or a violent woman or a chick who's like acting aggressive and beating men with baseball bats. There was a woman beating a luxury sports car with a baseball bat after her divorce. Women, in their minds, they'll justify that. They'll be like, this is appropriate behavior no matter what because this person is a woman. And I don't justify male behavior like that. I would never look at a man who beat up a female for cheating on him, who overreacted or beat, you know, domestic violence. I've never come on here and been like, hey, domestic violence is a good thing. I've just made the argument that reciprocal domestic violence, when two people are fighting, it happens, and there may be more to the stories than what Brendan Schaub and these social justice warrior leftist California liberals will scream and yell from the mountaintops about, right? I think the stories go deeper, and it needs to be just left to be adjudicated by competent law enforcement and the two individuals involved. That's where the case needs to start, begin, and end. Just like this Josie Smollett, Chicago Empire actor, got beat up by Nigerians and MAGA hats bullshit in Chicago. I don't even want to go into details. And like I said, I'm at 16 minutes, so let's just get right into it, right? So, here's why I actually can see why body counts should matter, especially if you're a dude that wants to get married in today's society. And obviously, there's no way for you to gauge a woman's body count, but I think, I don't know, it's hopeless in today's legal society. You are so stupid if you get fucking married. Like I said today on the Mind to Flex Facebook page, like, at this point, given how much red pill shit is out there, given how much divorced men scream from mountaintops about not getting married, if you're a dude and you've gotten married beyond like 2007, because that's when the red pill has really started to come out of the woodworks on YouTube in like 2008-ish. Like if you've gotten married beyond that time frame, which I did, like a retard, you deserve what happens to you in the family court. And even though it sucked and I went through it, I deserved it because I got married knowing all the shit I did, right? And back on the body count thing, the one point I want to make. Today's woman, whether statistics show or not, because there's nothing really telling you how many women people sleep with. There's just a lot of speculation out there about body counts, etc., right? So today's woman, if you were to go off the table napkin shit that guys say, and again, it varies city to city, but like let's look at like a Vegas, right? Dudes will say women in Vegas, you'd be surprised to run into a woman who slept with less than 50 guys. And I've known, you've been on, women on YouTube have admitted that, you know, there's women out there who say they slept with 300 guys, and 400 guys, and 600 guys. And there's a woman out there who said she slept with 900. These are regular women. So let's say the average woman out there in America slept with 50, 60, 70 guys, or even a girl who slept with 30 or 40 people, right? Why you shouldn't wife that woman is simple. Let's look at the cost and effect. The cost and effect, the effect of getting married is the cost. Half of everything you own for the rest of your life. And that's the thing. It's like half and up to 75% in some of these divorce cases. So what that cost is six figures, seven figures for some of you guys. I mean, I earn between 50 and 80K. I won't say much detail, right? And my shit cost me six figures. Well, shit, about 200K. So, given that a woman has body counts, women in America particularly have the body counts that they do, what essentially is saying, or what I'm actually going to argue in behalf of men actually caring about body counts is this. so many men have gotten access to these women's bodies for free. Absolutely free. They've been sexual concubines for these dudes. But again, I'm not arguing the whole incel Chad Stacy bullshit. I'm just saying there are men in that woman's past that she was a completely submissive sexual concubine for. That she's fucked him like she's never fucked you ever, right? To be that guy who's going to pay everything for the rest of his life for this woman when he wasn't exclusively the first one to get it and won't be the last. The fact that you're willing to pay all that for this shit that so many men have gotten for free. Like, I think it's kind of stupid. It's like, you could say it, like, why the fuck should you pay for something that's been given away for free to so many people? Like, if you are standing in line at a ride at Disney, right, and you see the 10 people in front of you got on Space Mountain for free, and then they want $200 when you get up to the line, and you can't get on the ride unless you pay $200, and they're willing to pay $150 every month for the rest of your life to ride Space Mountain, you're gonna look at them like they're fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? And that's basically what I wanted to say. That's what I wanted to come on here and say. The point that I'm never allowed to make, because when I have these discussions at work, I'm in a group setting. There's a lot of blue pill manginas. I hate to say it like that, but that's what the fuck they are. They don't think outside of the box. They're only thinking, okay, I have to be a little bit simpish. I have to think of women in the light because I like getting my dick wet. And outside of the sex that I'm having right now, I don't really critically think or observe reality because they're only worried about their dick getting wet. Men operate on such a low vibrational frequency because they've been trained by their moms to value their dicks getting wet because the women validate their existence. So that's all they give a fuck about. That's why you can't convince these blue pill manginas to think of anything. But that's literally the point I was trying to make today in an argument at work. Like, I think it's a great point. Not a great point. I think if there is an argument to be had about body counts, which I don't give a fuck about, long as a woman doesn't have a tremendous amount of STDs and she's loyal, because like I said, there are chicks who cheat their way around relationships, and there are chicks who are loyal, or no, let's say that, loyal in relationships, but fuck around a lot while single. And let's say the chicks who are loyal have 150 body count. The serial cheaters have a 30 body count of 30 men. I'm gonna fucking, you know, date the chick with the 100 dicks in her past because at least she don't cheat. Or the problem is we're expecting women to be adults like men and break up with a motherfucker when you know the shit's over with. And if there are chicks out there who do that and they have high body counts, I would respect them tremendously, or a lot more than I would a chick with a low body count who just cheats all the time. Because 99.9% of women monkey branch. And I would prefer that's why I'm saying the body count don't matter to me. But the argument I can see for you dudes who are still stupid enough to get married, I can get it. Because like I said, the best analogy for it was the Space Mountain. You're in line. Everybody's getting on that bitch. You know, you're 70th in the line. By the time you get up to the fucking front, they want to charge you $200 up front and $150 for month for life. Why? For a fucking ride that everybody's already been on and got it for free. How smart would you look paying for that shit? I don't know. That's all I got for this one. I went a little bit longer like I always do, man. Y'all know how it is. But it's about to be the end of the week, and I actually got Sunday off. I actually have one day off this week, which sucks, but I'm going to enjoy my Sunday when it comes, and I'm just going to have to bang out the rest of this week. I'm going to cut back on episodes too, so y'all may not see me till Tuesday or so. Maybe next Wednesday, so just a fair warning. Anyway, y'all go back and listen to the old shit, man. And I appreciate all you new listeners. I see that the numbers are going up every fucking week, and I love y'all for that shit. I appreciate it. Even if you're a hater, let me know what your criticism you have, man. I'm open to it all. But anyway, that's it for today. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.